I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And we're at the Gateway Film Center as usual. John, what do you got for me today?
There's a film that's come out recently called The Fifth Estate.
It's... Yeah, about Julian Assange.
Yeah, whistleblowing WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so
he WikiLeaked?
Yeah, he did.
He took a WikiLeak.
Yeah, and he's... His fate is still uncertain.
Okay.
But it strikes me that there are other whistleblowing films that we could talk about. Just, you know, when I was thinking about this, I had three categories.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations.
Yeah.
Cops.
Right.
And government.
Cops, I know right off.
I know you do. But,
Serpico.
But you know something? I found that I had double the number of corporation whistleblowers than I did government.
Is that right?
And it's when I took The Fifth Estate, and then I had 3 days of the Condor, Elysium, and All the President's Men.
Yes.
But then I had eight for corporations.
All right. Well, The Insider.
Yeah, good one.
Right? Russell Crowe and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Blowing the whistle on the big tobacco.
Yeah, got it. We had The Firm. Tom Cruise, remember the corrupt law firm?
Right.
Okay, Erin Brockovich.
Oh, yeah. She's blowing the whistle on people who are what?
Well, it's the city water supply. It's a Chinatown kind of syndrome. It's power couple.
Wait, what are you talking about, Chinatown syndrome? You're conflating your movies.
I'm just
Chinatown
saying.
Is...
Chinatown's about water. It's about water going into Los Angeles.
And then the China syndrome is a different whistleblower.
Right, but it's about the power
company.
Now,
that'd be interesting. We mash those up in Chinatown syndrome.
Yes, the power company is polluting the city water supply.
Right, okay. Now, you'll remember Silkwood.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
With Cher.
Yes.
And
Meryl Streep.
Mike Nichols.
Good one.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, the plutonium plant.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of corruption going on there. Let's talk about the most famous of all the whistleblowers here that you don't always think of as a whistleblower because his performance is so fantastic. You forget, he's just a guy busting a union.
On the waterfront.
You got it. I knew you would know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once the mob makes its way into the narrative, then you start thinking of it as a mob movie.
Yeah.
When you start talking about that, you can say like Goodfellas or Donnie Brasco is a whistleblower movie, and to some degree, right? But
no,
they're really
good.
Gangster movies.
Then, if you look at The Government, which was my second biggest list, but only by half.
You know what I love about whistleblower movies? Whistleblower movies have to take some licenses so that the guys getting the whistle blown on them are villainous enough so that the protagonist can enlist the audience's sympathy. When it's corporations, it's different. You're instantly, you hate the corporations.
Yeah. It's hard for us to believe that there could be any corruption in our police force. These movies always face us with that possibility. Then you have Richard Gere in Internal Affairs. But to me, he was handsome, aging, slick,
mm-hmm.
and therefore more insidious than anybody else that I've seen.
Right.
The other one that I had on my list was Prince of the City.
Yeah, one of the other great police informant movies.
And then most recently, Elysium.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
With Matt Damon.
So what's he blowing the
really
whistle
on? Really good. He's actually he's one of the manufacturers of these cyborgs.
Okay.
And he has to go against them. But in fact, the big issue is that the rich people have their place some way up in the sky and nobody can get there. And he's going to bust through for the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's against the government.
I didn't think about that going into the show, but you can break them down into those three categories.
Yeah.
Your police whistleblower, your corporate whistleblower, and your government whistleblower.
Right.
I think that's an interesting way to look at it.
I just thought there'd be more government whistleblowing.
When you scratch the surface, isn't Mr. Smith Goes to Washington a whistleblower movie?
Good. That's
right?
A great call. Yeah.
I mean, he ends up discovering a sort of cover-up in his attempt to pass a certain legislation, but then the movie kind of turns that corner and he's a whistleblower. What about Michael Clayton? You're speaking
yes,
of corporate.
The,
George
excellent,
Clooney.
Excellent. Yes.
Clooney versus Tilda Swinton.
He comes in as the fixer, right? And he faces the corruption and he just can't take it anymore.
I'll tell you what, the last 2 minutes of that movie are George Clooney's finest moments.
He is good.
In film. It's just his face. And
yes.
It's...
Maybe you're hitting it that is the essence of what we're talking about. Everybody has to stop and think, when you look at these three categories, how we can be affected by it. And it's not easy to pick out the bad guys and the good guys.
Yeah, and the consequences of blowing the whistle, right?
Yeah.
You're going to make things better, but you're going to hurt a lot of people along the way. Maybe that's why there's not too many whistleblower films.
Right. But you know something? When there are, we're going to be here to deconstruct them.
That's right. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.